Welcome to my pre-launch episode. I'm Allie. For those of you who are wondering who the strange lady cracking jokes is and what rural experience does she have, well, let me tell you. In my early years, I grew up at a home that did urban homesteading. We had a garden, small livestock, small meaning chickens and similar animals. Fun fact, you are not allowed to name the farm animals, at least not in my home. But I was a stubborn child. So I named all of them Buttercup, because I was not going to be told what to do. But not so far out of the rules that I was actually going to get in trouble either. There was no air conditioning until I was a teen. Not so bad when you grow up without it, but every year there were at least a few unbearably hot nights in the summer. So hot and humid, you could not sleep. Another thing that we didn't have was pre-cooked meals. I did not even know they existed until I was a preteen. We cooked everything from scratch, and yes, I can make bread too. As a teen, I hopped between country and city life. That came with a lot of new experiences, like heating solely with a fireplace, cooking and baking in the fireplace, woodworking and blacksmithing. Although why anyone trusted me with a red-hot piece of metal, I will never know. For over a year, I washed laundry solely by hand. Going from urban to country brought the chance for not only larger animals, but more variety. Pigs, cows, guineas, turkeys, and the like. Did you know geese have teeth? Yep, learned that the hard way. And for those sticklers saying, oh, the teeth are just spikes of cartilage, let me know if that's what you call it. Clamped on by cartilage when you get bit. As an adult, I've lived both with and without electricity. I've had my own livestock. There have been gardens from small tire gardens to full acre gardens. I did laundry by hand when I had little kids in cloth diapers. That was time consuming. There's been plenty of hunting and fishing. Some years, if we didn't grow it, we didn't hunt it, we didn't catch it, or forage for it in the woods, we didn't eat it. I even spent roughly a decade living around the Amish and Mennonite communities. All that is to say, if the zombie apocalypse ever happened, I'm gonna do great. I've definitely had my fair share of things go wrong. Livestock escapes, tornadoes, I accidentally burnt the whole front of my hair off, manure nastiness, face plants in the mud, viciously attacked by geese, and even had my house burned down once. Ooh, and I can't forget falling off of a roof. Or five. And out of a dozen trees and a few tailgates and a moving vehicle, but oddly, never a ladder. Thanks for listening. Now that you know a little about me and my background, I hope you'll stick around for my first episode that comes out February 6th. Until then, happy wordsmithing!